Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Iris Clothing Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harshvardhan Sarda, Business Head. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shubham. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining our earnings call for the first quarter of fiscal year 25-26. We appreciate your presence as we review the company's performance for this period. I'm pleased to report that during Q1, Iris Clothing has achieved decent top-line growth. This is an outcome of our strategic initiatives, which have been meticulously designed and implemented by our dedicated team. We anticipate the forthcoming fall-winter season to be a driver for additional growth, positioning us to achieve robust results in the forthcoming quarters of FY26. We maintain our confidence in our capacity to drive growth while maintaining our profitability. Commenting on our operational business, we have seen significant developments, particularly in the B2B segment. We have expanded our distributor network by adding 8 new distributors during the quarter, increasing our total to 194. This expansion is a clear indication of our growing market presence and the trust that our partners place in our brand. Recently, we have also successfully raised capital through a rights issue totaling ₹47.5 crores, which will be strategically allocated to support our growth initiatives. Also, company has allotted bonus equity share in the ratio of 1:1 to the members of the company on 7th of July 2025. Now, looking ahead to the forthcoming quarters, we plan to expand our production capacity to 38,000 pieces per day. We are excited to introduce our new innerwear line and enhance our sportswear offerings, reinforcing our commitment to innovation and quality. We recently launched a travel wear collection, which has been very well received by our distributors, and we expect it to contribute to our commitment to expansion of product offerings for our customers. We anticipate strong growth driven by organic demand and new capacity additions, while also focusing on enhancing our retail D2C segment to accelerate our growth trajectory and create value for our stakeholders. Iris Clothing remains dedicated to elevating the Doremi brand and advancing the company to the next level of growth. We are grateful for your continued support and look forward to an exciting year ahead. I will now hand over the call to Neeraj Agarwal, our Chief Financial Officer, who will walk us through the Q1 FY26 financial numbers. Thank you, and over to you, Neeraj. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Harsh. Thank you all for joining us today. I am pleased to share that we have delivered robust performance in Q1 FY26. Talking about the key financial highlights for Q1, our total revenue witnessed a remarkable increase of 19% year-on-year, reaching INR 37.4 crores, up from 31.4 crores in Q1 FY25. While our EBITDA for the quarter was 5.3 crores, additionally, profit after tax for the quarter was 2.6 crores as against 2.4 crores in Q1 FY25. That grew by 8.7% in Q1 FY26. To summarize our financial performance, we remain focused on driving operational excellence and executing our strategic initiatives that support long-term growth opportunities. With this, we can now open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1. The first question comes from the line of Deepali Kumari from Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Yeah, hello sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to ask, what's your revenue guidance for FY26 and FY27? And where do we stand on the current CapEx cycle in terms of commissioning timeline and what incremental assets turns are achievable post-stabilization?
Hi, Dipali. Good morning. Thank you for your question. So, Dipali, our revenue guidance remains in line with what we have communicated before, in line with our current growth numbers. We expect revenue to grow at around 30% for this year.
Okay. And sir, with recent volatility in input cost and currency, so what's your belief to sustain EBITDA margin at the current level?
So we are very confident that by working with our partners and trying to book early in terms of raw material costs and driving efficient sales mechanisms, we are very confident that we'll maintain EBITDA margins at the specified levels.
Okay. And sir, what is your CapEx for this year? And can you give some outline of new product development and what will you launch this year or after some?
So as already identified, that we recently launched a very interesting collection, which has been very well received by our distributors. We launched the travel wear collection. Similarly, in line with that, we are very eager to enhance our sportswear offerings for this season as well. We did a winter wear collection for sports. We are also looking at adding product categories to our infant wear collection. So overall, we are looking at expanding our product categories and our offerings to our end consumers so that they are more connected to the brand at the end level.
Okay. And sir, how many EBO you are targeting for FY26?
That is something that we are still figuring the strategy out, but we are definitely targeting around five to six EBOs for this year.
Okay. And is there any EBO which is break-even or profitable?
So for the current years, we have two EBOs which have definitely broken even, which have been for more than a year. It's almost been 1.5 years. And those two EBOs have broken even for us. And we are confident that going forward, we'll have a very interesting strategy to work around with our EBOs.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's it for me. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Dipali.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Nish Shah from Stellar AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to ask some question. First question on follow-up on the previous. So are you looking for the EBOs? You said five, six for this year. So any new areas or geographies you are looking for? Just Kolkata for now?
No. For this, we are looking at Bombay for now because Mumbai being one of our biggest markets for the brand as of now, we are looking at expanding into Mumbai for our EBOs.
Okay. And one more thing. Why are the gross margins being so less? So any one-time impact also?
So this is a one-time impact. It was a big sales promotion event that we did and multiple other factors. But we expect our EBITDA margins to remain around the 19%-20% level.
So for Q2 onward, it will be stabilized around 19%?
Yes, yes.
Or we should look at on year-on-year basis?
No, I think Q2 onward, we'll look to stabilize with around 19%.
Okay. And one more thing. You said the capital allocations will be for the growth initiatives. So can you please elaborate something on that?
I'm sorry. Can you come again? I think I missed your question.
You said in the earlier comments that capital allocation, which you raised, capital will be towards your growth initiatives. So can you elaborate on that?
So currently, we are allocating capital, as discussed, was primarily to drive working capital initiatives and just some general corporate purposes to expand our team, to expand our new initiatives that we are looking at. For example, EBOs is one initiative, B2C is one initiative, expansion of our product categories is one initiative. So embroidery machines, we are expanding our CapEx by adding embroidery machines to our portfolio. We are adding printing machines to our portfolio. So enhancing production and upgrading our technologies in production as well.
Okay. And so you said that 4,000 capacities will be added per day manufacturing. So how much will that cost, the CapEx?
So additional CapEx would be somewhere around 7 to 8 crores for the new additional plant.
When will it get operational?
Within this year, within the next few months. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you once again for your trust in us and for being a part of our journey. We look forward to sharing our successes with you in the next earnings call. In case you have any other queries post this call or anything remains unanswered, you may please connect to our IR team.
Sir, we have one question. Can we take it?
Sure.
Yes, thank you. The next question comes from the line of Deepali Kumari from Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity again. Sir, can you give a mix between domestic and export revenue, and how do you see this evolving over the next 2 to 3 years?
So currently, most of our revenue comes from our domestic segment because that is where our brand is placed at. Having said that, we have some export presence. Export is somewhere around 4% for our total revenue, and we expect it to grow up to 5 to 6% in the next year.
Okay. And like, sir, e-commerce, how much you are doing?
So e-commerce, we are doing a bit FirstCry. FirstCry does around 8% of our overall revenue.
Okay. And your own website?
Our own website is something that we are still, trying to strategize on how to go ahead. So there's not a significant part of the revenue which is coming from our own website as of now. We have not promoted the website yet.
Okay. And sir, how many distributors you have currently, and like, what is your plan to increase that?
So currently we have around this year, for this quarter, we have around 194 distributors, and we plan to take that to around 205 distributors by the end of the year.
Okay. So you are more focused on B2C only?
No, we are very, very focused on our B2B market, and we want to expand that very, very strongly as well.
Okay. And so what is your targeted working capital cycle for FY26?
So that is something that we are still working around. I think we'll be able to give you a better answer at the end of next quarter.
Okay. And so you have said 38,000 of pieces per day. And in which, how much is the capacity utilization?
We are currently at around 80% capacity utilization.
Okay, and that will be improved or not?
I think it will remain somewhere around that number, because from 34 to 38 is just incremental capacity. We're not doing a big capacity, big capex currently, which will have some idle capacity. So the incremental capacity will be remained at 80% capacity utilization.
Okay. And sir, you have completed 1 year for your EVOs, for two EVOs. Can I know the revenue of that, like for 1 year, how much revenue you have done?
So for one of the EBOs, the revenue was around 800 rupees per square feet per month in one area. So that is something that that is in line with our expectation. Our expectation is that if our rentals come somewhere around the 25% of our 20 to 25% of our revenue number, our store level EBITDA is very profitable, and we aim to improve that going forward.
Okay. And so what is your average selling price as of now?
Our average selling price at the MRP level is somewhere around 480 rupees. However, our distributor discounts is different.
Can you like give us the per product break even of all the expenses, like how much goes to raw materials and how much goes to other expenses?
For product, that is something like Dipali, like we'll have to work and we can share it with you.
Okay. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you once again for your trust in us and for being a part of our journey. We look forward to sharing our successes with you in the next earnings call. In case you have any other queries post this call or anything remains unanswered, you may please connect to our IR team. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Iris Clothing Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.